This is GIS News. Coming up, Jamaica moves up 54 places on Logistics Index. Film lot to be constructed in St. Thomas, and Education Ministry pays tuition for children in custodial care. The news in detail after this break.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office, or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. Jamaica's logistics index has moved 54 places in just under 2 years, making the country more investment ready in the global logistics chain. This according to the World Bank Performance Report. In 2012, the World Bank Logistics Benchmarking tool placed Jamaica at 124 out of 160 countries. But with the movement, the country is now ranked 70 out of 160 countries.
Mr. Speaker, we are making big strides in becoming a logistics-centered economy. We have passed the acid test. We have proof of concept. We have the interest and the backing of the global investment community. We are creating an enabling environment where our businesses and budding entrepreneurs are beginning to see the opportunities and the tremendous promise of the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. And the Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister has announced plans to construct a film lot in Jamaica. Minister Anthony Hilton says a 20-acre former Goodyear factory and complex near Morant Bay in St. Thomas is the proposed site, and negotiations for the construction are far advanced. He adds that the lot will have multiple stages, outputting at Hollywood standards.
A Hollywood studio has agreed to provide oversight on this project. This group, Real Vibes, is also in discussion with a leading music and film production school in the USA to build a campus at the lot.
Mr. Hilton was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Wednesday. He adds that a deal to produce 5 films has been signed with Stephen Paul, producer of the films Ghost Rider and Baby Geniuses. The announcement is in keeping with increased focus on the development of the cultural and creative industries. The Ministry of Education will be paying some $11,500 per annum in tuition support for each child in custodial care as of September. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says this is in addition to the payment of examination fees. He points out that this is part of plans to promote the welfare of all children and improve the educational services for children in correctional facilities.
We are happy to provide textbooks and resource material to those children in places of safety, all of them. We pay their examination fees. As of September, we will pay $11,500 per child for tuition support. And we propose to develop a framework to treat with the educational needs, the social and psychological needs of those children.
Minister Thwaite was speaking at the Office of the Children's Advocate U-Animate Poster Competition Awards Ceremony on Wednesday. And the cold storage facility in Linford, St. Anne is to be reopened on June 1. Youth and Culture Minister and Member of Parliament for South East St. Anne, Lisa Hanna, says the facility will focus on export readiness while providing support for the local agricultural sector.
At Linford, we will have cold storage facilities for farmers, not only in South East St. Anne, but nationally, provide added processing to create more value added, integrate our agricultural production to the demands in schools and the government of Jamaica institutions, and most importantly, open up export markets.
Minister Hanna says she has met with over 400 farmers as well as officials from the Rural Agriculture Development Authority to coordinate a supply chain involving the cold storage facility. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.